I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short. Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Today you're going to hear an interview with architect Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. I've asked Richard Gage, AIA, to join me on the show to share his wisdom with us once again, and because he's doing a tour of New England this month, November 2015, it's a 12-city tour, and one of those stops will be in Torrington, Connecticut. So let's begin with the interview. Richard Gage, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Tell me, for people who don't know, who is Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, we are a nonprofit organization of 2,350 verified and many more yet to be verified architects and engineers who are calling for a new investigation of the destruction of the World Trade Center towers on 9/11. And we are quite concerned about the official reports put out by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. We are quite concerned that most architects and engineers and everybody else almost knows nothing about the third worst structural collapse on 9/11. That is World Trade Center Building 7, which I'm looking forward to sharing with you and your listeners. And that this building is a key smoking gun that shows that we have not been told the truth about 9/11 and the catastrophic events, particularly at the World Trade Center.
And why is it important for us to have the truth about what happened on 9/11? What drives you to do what you do?
Well, I don't want to be living in a country that lies to its people about something so incredibly important as these events. After all, they started two major wars in which over a couple of million people had been killed, including more than 6,000, 7,000 now U.S. soldiers. And we've lost our liberties. Our civil liberties have been legislated away and taken through executive order as well. The Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Act, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, where any of us, you, me, your listeners, can be arrested without even told what we're charged with. Merely being associated with terrorism, we can be held without a right to a lawyer, a trial, a jury. So we can be held indefinitely, even tortured and assassinated. This is not okay. Our forefathers fought for our freedoms, and particularly in the Northeast, and where we're going to be having this exciting tour coming up. And then we just sacrifice our freedom for security. And we've been warned that we deserve neither if we do that by our forefathers.
Right. And even when we do give up our freedoms for this supposed security, it hasn't given us more security, but much less security. With an all-powerful executive branch of government and our Constitution, which has been basically thrown out the window. And that brings us back to the government. And I know you said that the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, was charged with investigating how the towers and World Trade Center 7 fell. Can you tell us what their data is or what they're saying happened and then what the evidence shows that in the research that you've done?
Well, sure. And we have two different reports from them. One is about the Twin Towers and one is about World Trade Center 7. Each of them are full of obfuscation, misinformation, disinformation, and complete avoiding of much of the evidence that was found. Which one would you like to start with, though, Cheryl?
Well, why don't we do World Trade Center 7, since most people don't even know about that one?
Sure. So we'll first introduce then that building to the listeners that may not have heard about it, which is just shocking. Here's the third worst structural failure in modern history, and most architects don't even know about it. So it's a 47-story skyscraper about a football field in length away from the Twin Towers. It wasn't hit by an airplane, but in the afternoon, about 7 hours after the towers came down, the Twin Towers, this building, after witnesses hear explosions, it drops suddenly, symmetrically, straight down, uniformly into its own footprint almost, in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition. You know, it falls in under 7 seconds, and that's at free fall acceleration, meaning that no resistance was given by any of the 80 columns on each floor of this building, meaning that they had to have been removed. Of course, that can only be done by explosives, and it looks exactly like their classic implosion. So our problem with the NIST report is that first they lie about how fast it came down. They said at first it came down at 40% of free fall acceleration. Then when challenged publicly, they acknowledged that, in fact, it was free fall, but they do not acknowledge the implications of this. Second, they blame fires, normal office fires. This is incredible because normal office fires have never brought down any skyscraper ever. It's unprecedented. And so NIST should have been looking at the obvious, the hypothesis, which is explosive controlled demolition, instead of by fires, which have no previous history at all of bringing a skyscraper down, especially since it looks exactly like a controlled demolition.
Did NIST look at all for controlled demolition?
No. In fact, NIST was chartered with all three of these buildings. With respect to the Twin Towers, their charter from Congress was to examine the evidence for the destruction by fire. And I think that may be true for Building 7. I've got to double check that, which is incredible because it completely biases their outcome, of course, which is exactly what happened. There is no evidence here for destruction by fire. So what do? They manufacture it. They have a collapse initiation scenario in which they theorize that massive fires on the 12th floor cause long span beams to expand, thermally expand, pushing a girder off of its seat, causing floor 13 to fall on 12, 12 on 10, and so on for 9 floors. And then what they say is that column 79 buckles. And then within a total of about 20 seconds, the entire building caves in from the inside and the overall building comes down then in the manner we saw. It is so ludicrous from so many perspective, starting with the fact that those fires on that floor were out over an hour before the building ever came down, and so they completely hoodwinked the profession, because they put out this massive report of 1,000 pages 8 years later, but they did not seek peer review of it. They will not release the computer input data, citing that would jeopardize public safety if we were to give out this information to architects and engineers who are in fact tasked with ensuring the public safety.
So their report is completely nonsensical. I mean, it makes no sense.
No, a whole bunch of things don't make sense about what NIST has done.
So you go around, I know, to a lot of architectural conventions and things and talk to other architects, and you're saying that the vast majority of them don't know what's going on. And then when you do show them the research that your group has done, do they usually change their mind?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. We went to during our Southwest tour, which we completed about 3 weeks ago, we had the opportunity to have a booth in front of 400 structural engineers at the conference in Las Vegas. And we were able to speak personally with 100 of them. We gave out at least 100 DVDs and booklets. Our new booklet, Beyond Misinformation, is a very powerful indictment against NIST, with 50 pages of evidence for the explosive demolition of these towers and why the NIST report makes no sense. And that booklet was of great interest to the structural engineers. We were able to sign up 25 of the 100 we spoke to on the spot to our petition, joining the 2,300, 2,700 total architects and engineers demanding a new investigation. So that was pretty remarkable. We're going to attempt to reach 10,000 architects with 36 volunteers in Boston on November 17th through the 19th at the ABX Boston Architectural Convention, where we'll have a 20-foot-long booth to attract these architects with 3 large screens hitting every direction.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, because we have a peninsula-style booth, so it's going to show Building 7 coming down over and over again every 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good one, because if you look at that, it just looks so like a controlled demolition. I mean, there's no doubt after you look at that a few times.
And for listeners who haven't seen the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7,
I encourage you to check it out at Richard's website, which is ae911truth.org, and the Twin Towers while you're there also. But you can see that all three look like controlled demolition. So, and again, it's ae911truth.org. Richard, you mentioned your new booklet, Beyond Misinformation. And we gave that away as a premium during our fund drive last week. And it'll be available at all of these stops on the New England tour, including the one in Torrington, Connecticut, on Saturday, November 14th. And if you can't make it out to Torrington, Connecticut, on November 14th, or to one of the other stops on the tour, you can get a copy of the booklet on the website, ae911truth.org. It's a really great resource for the scientific evidence and photos of the three World Trade Center towers and what really happened to make them explode and collapse. Richard, is there anything else you want to say about the booklet? I know it's coming out in hard copy soon, correct?
Oh, yes. It's pretty exciting. It's a harder copy. It's a cardstock in a book form as opposed to a magazine form. And it will have on the back cover a flap for the inclusion of our milestone DVD documentary, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. And so this is a powerful package where people can actually see the film and have the booklet also. We'll be continuing to get that into the hands of VIPs, and it's something that activists can really use as a powerful tool to wake up politicians, other architects and engineers, and media representatives. We're very excited about that, and it's going in the libraries as well, thousands of libraries.
Yeah, how can people tie into that library program?
Oh, yeah, there's a donation button on our website for that program, and that is ae911truth.org. That's ae911truth.org. We do need lots of support from people who care about this issue and recognize the implication of these controlled demolitions. We're not just talking about building failures here. We're talking about the controlled demolition of our democratic way of life if we can be lied to. If such an incredible situation can start a $4.5 trillion global war on terror, enriching the media corporations, the arms industry, the oil industry, the banking industry, all of whom profited enormously from 9/11 and control the message through just six corporations who seem to own and operate the messaging capability to the American people, and to a large extent the people of the world too. We've got serious,
right, and it's all justified by 9/11. That's incredible. I mean, what would happen if we could ever get the truth out? I mean, how do you respond to people who like don't get it and they don't want to go there? I mean, does that surprise you sometimes? Because it does me sometimes, and I just wondered how you felt about that.
It surprises me every time. And I don't know why, because most people are just like that, as you described. They're in denial. They cannot handle their frame of reference being messed with. I mean, we're talking about a massive problem here that's obviously a conspiracy, right? But we don't have theories about how this has worked, put together, or who did it. We focus on the technical evidence, but immediately imply that we're not safe. You know, our government or large elements within it are not out for our best interests. Our congressional leaders who have not examined this, our media has not examined this, it implies a level of complicity that goes way too high and too broad for us to imagine could be true. So it's threatening to our very psychological security. And most people can't handle it. So they just kind of put it aside as soon as you tell them, if they'll even let you tell them, if they don't get indignant while you're telling them, and then they won't look at the evidence. And so what I do in those situations, to answer your question, is I move on to somebody that's more open-minded. That's all I can do. And we plant seeds, and, you know, the third time they hear that subject, they might be more open-minded and begin to listen.
Right, when they hear it from more than one source or something. That's the only hope we can have, I guess. But what I really like about your group, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, is that you really do things. You keep putting out movies and booklets, and you're taking on NIST and going to all these conferences. And now you have this New England tour coming up. And maybe you could tell us a bit about where you're going to be. I know one of the stops is going to be in Torrington, Connecticut. We could talk a bit about that. You're going to be showing the movie that we showed here in September, but, you know, not everybody got to see it. So if they missed it then, they can come out to Torrington and catch it. So maybe you could talk a little bit about your tour and the movie.
Yeah, you bet. I was delighted to come to Hartford and premiere the film there. It was actually the first showing of the film anywhere. And you and your crew out there, including Wayne and others, worked so hard to make that a success. And now we're gearing up for a tour through the whole of the Northeast and New England. We start in Newark, though, with a unique opportunity at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. Yeah. Tony Zambodi, one of our engineers, signed on to our petition, is going to team up with me to speak to more than 100 civil engineering students at a forum that is expected to be quite lively and controversial in a kind of a debate exchange with one of the professors there who will be supporting the official story. So that happens, the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and we'll be there on the 11th of November at 2:30. And then we start the actual film tour. Firefighters, architects, engineers expose 9/11 myths. And this is very, very powerful movie that brings Eric Lawyer to the fore, who founded Firefighters for 9/11 Truth, which has over 200 firefighters calling for a new investigation. Eric has a unique perspective as a 14-year firefighter. He came later to Ground Zero and interviewed several firefighters. He talks about the mishandling of evidence, in particular by NIST, destruction of evidence, the procedures of handling a fire or explosion investigation, why explosions should, well, there's every reason that explosion should have been investigated, the evidence for explosions. Yeah, it's extraordinary. So together, we start in New Brunswick, New Jersey on the 12th, and then we hop up to, I'll be introducing the film and answering Q&A. We'll have quite a series of discussions. Eric will appear with me in the film only. But we go up to Woodstock, New York on the 13th. We're in Torrington on the 14th, Greenfield, Massachusetts on the 15th, Brattleboro, Vermont on the 15th. Also, like, so if one of those is in the afternoon, one's in the morning, we have a total of 12 events in 10 days. It's really quite a tour for me. Worcester on the 16th. And then on the 17th, 18th, and 19th, we are going to take on this conference in Boston with 10,000 architects. We're going to be reaching with this evidence, our brochure, our DVD. We're going to try to sign up 200 more architects as co-sponsors for their next year's resolution that we will submit again on the floor at the annual convention of the American Institute of Architects. This is pretty exciting, because we came last year with 50, the minimum 50 architects calling for a new investigation, and we really riled them up. We put the evidence in as many minutes as we had before the entire leadership of the American Institute of Architects, including the board, who retorted with a series of untruths and lies and manipulations and accusations that really exposed them quite severely.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
To their own people. We didn't win that vote. People aren't quite ready, but we're going to just keep at it until we do. We found a weak spot, an Achilles heel in the Association of 80,000 Architects.
Wow, that's really fantastic. Yeah, and as you said, once they become more exposed and they can get a little bit more courageous about challenging their own organization, maybe you'll get some more people to join you.
Yeah, I think so. And then we invite those architects to the Watertown, Massachusetts event, which is right there near Boston, on the 19th. And then on the 20th, we're in Dover, New Hampshire. And then the 21st, Belfast, Maine, which is right up here, Portland. And 21st in the evening, Brunswick, Maine. And then on over the next day, the 22nd, to Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Wow, that's a fantastic tour. And let me just tell people about the Torrington stop. So it's going to be November 14th, it's a Saturday, at the Trinity Episcopal Church at 220 Prospect Street in Torrington, Connecticut. And again, it's the Trinity Episcopal Church at 220 Prospect Street in Torrington. And 7 o'clock, the doors open at 6:30. And so please come out and support this effort and meet Richard Gage and learn more about why his organization is making so much progress and is so successful, and why he feels the way he does, and what the science is telling us about how the towers fell, and, you know, how you've been lied to. Richard, is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
Yes. The evidence for the Twin Towers is equally overwhelming and convincing to most people. And people need to understand that those towers came down in 12 seconds. The structure was completely shattered. There are four-ton structural steel sections. After witnesses hear explosion that are sent laterally 600 feet in every direction at 60 miles an hour, we have squibs or isolated explosive ejections occurring 20, 40, even 60 stories down below this so-called pancaking collapse, which reveals no pile of 110 floors at the bottom, only a two-story pile of miscellaneous metals. I mean, 90,000 tons of concrete was pulverized. This didn't happen at the bottom after the collapse. It happened in midair after witnesses, hundreds of them, hear explosions. Massive series of synchronized explosions are described in detail in our DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence. Experts speak out. People can see all this evidence, including evidence of nanothermite found in all the World Trade Center dust samples and the residue of thermite found by officials from the USGS. All that is very, very well documented in this DVD, and I encourage everybody to not only see it, but show it to everybody you know and send the AE911truth.org link to every architect and engineer that you can find and every media official and your own elected representatives.
Yeah, absolutely. And Richard, what's next after the tour, other than a few weeks of rest? What's next for you and the organization?
Oh, we're putting together a very exciting project, which is the dynamic analysis of World Trade Center 7 that will rival, well, certainly pull the rug out from underneath NIST's fraudulent finite element analysis study of this building, which they won't release the input data on. Their computer model actually pulls the rug out from underneath their own theory. But this study, which we're raising funds for from our membership, which is a very expensive study, is expected to go through academic circles with great interest and theory and lots of controversy, of course. But it's an open, transparent model that is the architects and engineers from our signer list are sponsoring with our initial pre-launch actually this week. So next week, everybody will be hearing about it.
Oh, that's great. And I know you've been, you know, your organization has been battling NIST about all of this. You've done freedom of information requests that they won't release the information. Are you doing lawsuits also against them? Or maybe you could tell us where you're at in the process with them? Or is that something you can't talk about?
We're certainly suing NIST for the release of the information that we have requested under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. They have illegally withheld information. See, the government can't hold on to non-classified information, and this is not classified. Now, they did say that they wouldn't release their input data because they had an excuse it would jeopardize public safety. But we have actually now asked from NIST and FEMA for all of the information that they've used to conduct their interviews, including their videos and their documents that they have put together. This is a huge undertaking that they have now resisted for a year, and the lawsuit was submitted last month to the court. So we're very excited about that, because when they have been sued by us in the 9/11 Truth Movement before, they have at that point always responded. So
okay.
They don't have a legal leg to stand on for the rest of this information.
Now, is FEMA also withholding information?
Yes. FEMA and NIST are going back and forth saying he has it, or they have it. They kept this. No, we returned it to them. So That's the excuse that they have been using, but we've kind of got them cornered now.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder what they're hiding. I guess you probably know.
When you conduct a massive operation of fraudulence against the American people like this, there's a lot to hide, and they do not want this information released, but they have no legal way to hold on to it. So in a court of law, it just comes down to getting it. It's just, well, how long can they hold on to it? You know, it'd be another year probably.
I guess, and time is on their side in a sense. The longer they can prolong it, the better for them.
Time is on their side because the closer, you know, the more time it goes by, the closer we may be to the next 9/11 style false flag event, which is what this was a classic example of, where one country attacks themselves and then blames another in an effort to manipulate their people to go to war.
Yeah, that's, to me, is one of the key reasons to get at 9/11 Truth, so that we can catch them and they won't do another one, or at least they might think twice about it. So I agree with you that that's really important. Well, Richard, I'm going to look forward to seeing you on November 14th out in Torrington. And is there a website where people can go to see the whole tour?
Yes, and that will be on our website. The website is ae911truth.org. And also, it may be up on our Facebook page, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Fantastic. Okay, so I encourage people to check that out and go to one of the events. All right, Richard, well, thank you very much for being on the show and for all that you do for 9/11 Truth.
Thank you, Cheryl. Really appreciate the opportunity.
And again, you were just listening to a recent interview with architect Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which now has over 2,300 architects and engineers who state that the government account of what happened to the Twin Towers and Building 7 on 9/11 can't possibly be true because it defies the laws of physics. They have gathered definitive evidence of controlled demolition. I encourage you to check out their website, ae911truth.org, and if you'd like to see the new film, Firefighters, Architects, and Engineers Expose the Myths of 9/11, and meet Richard Gage in person, please join us in Torrington, Connecticut, at the Trinity Episcopal Church at 220 Prospect Street on Saturday, November 14th at 7 p.m. And again, that's 7 p.m. Saturday, November 14th, 220 Prospect Street, Torrington, Connecticut. And if you live in another state, please check out the website for Architects and Engineers for the other New England locations. And since we're talking about controlled demolition, I'm going to end the show today with part of the song Building 7, The Smoking Gun, created and sung by our local talent, Carl Seeger Henry, Gary Fox Jr., and Mark Saunders.
Building 7, Smoking gun. It tells the truth about what was done to me and you and to the world. It tells the truth. It tells it true. 9/11, Building 7. Oh, 9/11, Building 7. At the World Trade Center, three buildings came down, hit by two planes, panic all around. But Building 7 had barely a scratch, not hit by a plane, yet it still collapsed, and office fires were blamed for that. Building 7, Smoking gun. It tells the truth about what was done to me and you and to the world. It tells the truth. It tells the truth. 9/11, Building 7. Oh, 9/11, Building 7. The first responders saw molten steel. They heard explosions, swore they were real. And we all watched a scene surreal. Those buildings fell with roaring blast. A demolition controlled and fast. Building 7, Smoking gun. It tells the truth about what was done to me and you and to the world. It tells the truth. It tells the truth. 9/11, Building 7. Oh, 9/11, Building 7. We want the truth. What's the real cause? So many questions, it gives one pause. The official story, so full of flaws. Our leaders command us to just move on. We're here to tell you we won't move on. We're here to tell you we won't move on.